This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado State University will soon begin a search to find a new president. Joyce McConnell has served as the university's president since 2019, but she said Thursday that she will step down from her role at the end of the month. The Board of Governors will pay McConnell $1.5 million to buy out the rest of her contract. CSU expects to name an interim president by next month. Denver County is now in level red for community transmission due to a rise in COVID-19 cases. That's according to the CDC. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Denver's Public Health Department is reporting elevated levels of COVID-19 in the community, more than 300 cases per 100,000 people. Other counties across the state are also now in level red. That includes metro counties like Boulder, Jefferson, Douglas, Adams, and Arapahoe, and San Juan in the mountains, and Mesa on the western slope. The state's positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, jumped to nearly 12.4%, the highest it's been in 4 months. Health officials say the best way to protect yourself is to get vaccinated and boosted and wear a mask indoors, especially when in a crowd. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Aurora's interim police chief shared his top priorities at a gathering hosted by State Senator Rhonda Fields this week. Acting Police Chief Daniel Oates says his focus right now is stabilizing the police department and helping to find a permanent chief. Oates is taking over amid the ousting of the former chief, rising crime rates, and the consent decree stemming from the violent arrest and death of Elijah McClain. Right now in Denver, it's 87 degrees. Expect a high tomorrow of 97. This is CPR News.